used to make you turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice, huh?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had that too.
And what you used to have to take for malaria? There was something you used to have to take for that thing.
Yeah, I had malaria. You said you had that. It would come, malaria fever would come, and it come about ever, if I remember right, it would come, it reoccur, wouldn't it? It'd have it over and over again, ever so often. You'd have that thing again.
Uh-huh.
It lasts about 2 weeks, I believe, that malaria fever.
Yeah.
Then you come, and you'd be all right for a while. I can't remember what they used to give for that. I know that they killed people, too. That malaria fever was bad.
Yeah.
I've seen it kill a whole family.
Yeah. They never used
quinine, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Quinine, that's right. But they had doctors treating it, and they'd die right on.
Right on?
Yeah, it was contagious.
Yeah, boy, that stuff's bad.
Yeah.
Now, somebody, if you had this pain down in your side here, now what did they call that? They're having.
Well, I don't know what they called it 100 years ago, 75, but I know even 50 years ago, they were calling it appendicitis. You know?
Appendicitis?
Yeah.
Did you remember what they used to call it before that, where they knew what it was? People used to die from it? Because people did used to
die. Yeah. I've heard them say what they call it, but I don't remember. I'll tell you the truth. I know I've heard my aunt and them talk about what they call it. Colic, yeah, that's right. Colic, that's what they call it. Colic, you know.
Okay. Now, if somebody ate something that didn't agree with him, you'd say he had to go.
They call it puke.
Puke?
Was the worst I ever heard. But vomit is what it turned to be after
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They vomit was a nicer term.
Yeah. They call it an old timer, 75 years ago, they'd say he was out there puking. You know, call it puke.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell that, some kind of a slang word, you know.
Yeah. Now, a person who's had something like that happen to him, you say he was sick?
At stomach.
Sick, okay. Oh,
yeah.
I'll get back to the parts of the buggy and things like that. Do you remember? And the parts of a wagon?
Well, they had the wagon tongue and the wagon wheel and the wagon chain, you know, the single tree. And they had, of course, a harness, and they had all kinds of parts of the harness, you know, the collar, and the pads, and
And
you had the halter for the horses, you know.
Yeah. What about the steel outside part of the wheel? You call that the
rim.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, rim.
And the wooden parts?
Would be the spokes and the hub, yeah.
Yeah, the hub.
And the spokes, yeah.
Okay, and then the two wheels would be on a...
On an axle, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And now, before you hitch a horse to a buggy, you have to pull him back between the...
Shaft, yeah.
The shaft.
Shaft.
Okay, all right. And what was it used to run around the barrel to hold the staves of the wood in place?
The barrel you're talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The cooper, let me see now. The metal you're talking about that they would hold the barrel in?
Uh-huh.
And they used to make them things that when I was growing up, and they made them for years, wooden barrels, and use this metal strips, you know, come in big rolls.
Yeah, they're called hooks?
Hooks, yeah. Barrel hooks, yeah.
Yeah. And then nails used to come in something, it was a little smaller than a barrel, you'd call that a
keg, yeah. We always got a 100-pound keg, yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, I bet those were heck of lift.
Yeah.
You used to have to, I bet you have to really.
Well, they'd mostly roll it, you know, it ran, rolled it on the floor. Turn it up, you know, and put it in the warehouse. Where are you going to put it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then later on, we got fancy. We'd have one of them bins you could